Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Totally Driven Entertainment Radio Network.
In the future, none of you are heroes.
You're legends.
Get driven. Stay driven.
Right there, George. I'm going to build you into the intro. Is this George? From 80s TV, episode 40. It's January 15th, 2018. We haven't been on the air in a few weeks. We're going to have a short show tonight, but I want to stay alive and keep us on the airwaves and say hi, what's going on? I have my special guest tonight will be George Rother, a.k.a. Movie Guy 24/7. He's here with me at the get-go. George, say hi.
Hi, George.
George is going to tell us what's hot and what's not at the movies tonight. Just want to do a quick recap. So we'll try to reorder the show a little bit tonight. Those of you, if anybody's listening right now, you know that we had a good friend from my Dance Party USA days in the 80s. Her name was Allie Marie Cleary. Passed away suddenly last week. I didn't want to do a show last week because I think we all got hit with the news pretty quickly and get everybody a chance to digest what happened. But tonight is her viewing, and tomorrow is her service. So I know I have a lot of good friends who may be listening. We have some friends who actually made the trek down to Connecticut to say goodbye in person. My hat's off to them who were able to go. I did make a tribute video to her at some of my regular Facebook page. If you are my friend there, you can see that. I'll add it to Chris Kelly from 80s TV this week. But if anybody wants to call later on in the show, probably the second half after 9:30, if you want to share any memories about Allie, we'll be opening and taking those calls. So I thought tonight would be a good night to come back on the airwaves to do that. She was a good friend, big fan of the show. She was a special guest of the show. I remember coming by in the 80s. And just so sad that she left us so early. She's the one that came back in the late 90s and actually started the Yahoo group and fan pages for Dance Party USA and Dancing on Air, and reconnected a lot of old friends. And I give her credit for that. And she introduced us to some new friends who are lifelong friends from that day forward. So if they're there and you're listening, again, feel free to call in later. The number tonight is 718-508-9883. Also, our friend Lillian, normal co-host, is traveling as usual. So, Lillian, if you're listening, hello. If you want to call in, tell us where you are tonight, feel free. If not, we'll keep it as a surprise for the next time you are able to call in. But right now, if you've been sitting home wondering what's going on at the film theater, what's going on, what's playing, what's hot in 2018, I have a guy who's going to tell you, and that's George Rother. George, how you doing, my friend? Happy New Year.
Hey, Happy New Year to you, Chris. I'm very sorry for your loss, buddy.
Thank you. Thank you, my friend.
That's all right.
Appreciate it.
You're talking about dearly departed, a celebrity died today unexpectedly.
Yes. The singer of the
Dolores O'Riordan,
right?
lead singer of the Cranberries passed away earlier today.
I was trying to see a cause of death. They haven't listed it yet, have they?
Not yet. She just collapsed at a recording studio or something.
I
so
thought
it could
she was,
be anything.
Actually, I was shocked at her age. She's 46. I remember, their big hits were the early 90s, right? I thought for some reason I would have been a year older than her. So, early 90s, I would have been like 21, 22. So she hit and started pretty big, and they were big songs. Zombie, remember
Zombie?
Oh,
yes. Zombie, Dreams, Linger.
Mm-hmm.
All sorts of they had all sorts of great songs.
Rest in peace, lead singer of the Cranberries. We can talk about that later. I'll try and see what kind of information I can pull up. But, it's not a good start to 2018. Every year seems to be getting worse in the last 3 years in celebrity passings, it seems like. Maybe we're just at that.
Yes, we've lost
a break in the universe. Yeah.
We have lost a lot
who
in the
else?
Past couple of years. Yep.
Who else, George? So if I know, George not only talks movies, he talks, actors from movies on his page. You got to check it out, movieguy247.com. But he's also on Facebook. He puts a lot of good trivia questions up. Is that daily you do that?
Yes.
I always like to check out what your question of the day is on there. So check George out. And he does talk about actors and people in the entertainment business as well. So I think we both have a little bit of a cold going on.
Oh, I had a bad one between Christmas and New Year's.
Was it the flu, you think?
Just a really bad cold. And the cough is still lingering.
Okay.
And you can hear my voice sounds a little gruff still.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
I'm getting over it. It's going away. Okay. But it was just bad between the holidays. So consequently,
mm-hmm.
I stayed home. I didn't really miss any movies. Thankfully, I got them seen before I got sick. But
mm-hmm.
wow, it's just being laid up for that long. Wow. New Year's Eve, I was still sick. We ended
mm-hmm.
up just going to a friend's house, and we
mm-hmm.
watched Police Academies 2-5.
Awesome.
That was so festive for New Year's.
Which is your favorite of the Police Academy movies and why?
Well, the first Police Academy is great. No two ways about
mm-hmm.
that. But of the sequels,
mm-hmm.
Police Academy 4, Citizens on Patrol is my favorite. Why? I don't know. It's just because it seemed like they understood what they were doing. They were just making a movie mm-hmm. for fun. And it really was fun, and it had some legitimately funny parts.
Mm-hmm.
And there may be some personal bias because for a while in the 90s, I was friends with Randall Tex Cobb.
Oh, okay.
He played in the movie. He was one of the prisoners who escaped.
How did you get friendly with him?
Well, I used to go to a lot of screenings. And one night I'm at the screening for Outbreak, that,
mm-hmm.
What do you call it, that disease movie with Dustin Hoffman.
Right.
So as I was leaving, I left a little bit before the movie ended, because I didn't want to get mixed up with that big crowd. And I was standing
mm-hmm.
outside in the lobby. Well, outside the theater anyway, and I'm standing next to this big guy, and I just kind of smile
mm-hmm.
and nod at him, and then a moment later it dawns me, wait a minute, you know that guy, George. I looked at him again, I'm like, aren't you Randall Tex Cobb? And he's like, guilty. And, I was like, nice to meet you, Mr. Cobb. He's like, hey, it's Tex. And we started talking about his movies, Police Academy 4, Critical Condition, Raising Arizona,
mm-hmm.
a personal
mm-hmm.
favorite of mine, even before I met Tex Cobb. And,
mm-hmm.
well, everybody started coming out. I introduced my friends. And he'd come to the screening sometimes, so we were buddies for a while, but then he just kind of disappeared
mm-hmm.
from the scene.
Mm-hmm.
So.
He must have been
but
so
he's
happy
a good guy.
That you recognize him.
Well,
you know?
He's a nice guy. He really is. I kind of wish he was on Facebook, but he's not. So
he's not.
He's not.
I always love that when somebody's not on. Yeah, there are people who are not on Facebook. And
actually, something has dawned on me recently. The kids don't go on Facebook anymore.
No, we're kind of stuck with it, right? The kids.
I don't know. They go to
InstaChat
or Snapgram. What are these things called?
I think it's more private for them. You know, Facebook's kind of open anymore. You know, they can't hide things, so it's Snapchat.
Well, yeah.
Stuff disappears, right?
Facebook has become the domain of the middle-aged and old person now. Sorry about that. And what's interesting is over this past summer, it was my 12-year-old goddaughter that told me, "Oh, Uncle George, nobody goes on Facebook anymore." I was like, "Really? Well, none of my friends do." It's like, "Thanks, Bridget." Thank you. But anyway, so I guess you're all dying to know what's good at the movies right now.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
tell us.
Obviously, Star Wars was really good. The Last Jedi.
Yes, I haven't seen it. I know nothing to hold me back from reading the story behind the scenes before I see it. So there were no disappointments for you. You were happy with what happened in the film overall.
Okay, so that was good.
But
what else did I see?
What did but were there any shockers in there for you? Anything that you was disappointed in? Or I was curious just because of the stories I've heard.
I wasn't really disappointed in much of anything about it. Delivered what I wanted.
Okay.
The fans, they're having some problems with some of the plot developments. And I'm not going to drop any spoilers in case there's people out there that haven't seen it yet.
Right.
I'll only say this. Anything these fans are complaining about can be fixed in episode 9.
Good.
So I'm not going
to
worry about it. But
all
it was exciting. It had some really great scenes in it. Yes, it's at 2.5 hours, it's a bit longish, but it's good. It's a good flick.
Good.
So I saw everything else, basically. This past weekend, I saw The Commuter, Proud Mary, and Paddington 2. Commuter is fun. It's an action flick with Liam Neeson. It's a good matinee movie. Proud Mary, kind of a throwback to the 70s blaxploitation movies with Pam Grier. And Paddington 2, delightful.
Good.
And let's see, today I was
question.
At the movies.
All right.
Today I went and I saw Phantom Thread, the new movie from Paul Thomas Anderson, the guy who did Boogie Nights. It stinks, basically. It's so boring.
I was trying to figure out what it was from the commercials. Like, what is the storyline?
It's basically this. Two people who shouldn't be together do hook up. They're a toxic couple. And they finally find a way to make it work. But we have to go through 2 hours and 10 minutes of this. Oh, the man is a fashion designer. And the woman is a waitress he met that he made her one of his models or something. It just goes on and on and on and on. It's just, I couldn't wait. You know, okay, so this Paul Thomas Anderson, he also directed The Master from a few years back. At the end of that movie, I stood up and yelled, "I want my life back." Well, this time I was saying it through the whole movie. I want my life back.
Right.
So, yeah, I mean, the critics are raving over this Phantom Thread, but Movie Guy 24/7 does not like it.
Right, good. Thumbs down. Two thumbs down from Movie Guy.
Big time.
But you haven't mentioned one movie I keep hearing a lot of news about. Maybe you haven't.
Which one's that?
The new Jumanji movie.
Ah, the surprise hit of the season, yes. Mm-hmm. It's fun. It's a fun little movie. It's enjoyable.
Is it a continuation or is it a remake? What is it? Is it a
Not a remake. It's a continuation because they do mention Robin Williams' character.
Okay.
I'll only say that. His character does get a mention. And that's it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, good.
So I guess you could call it a sequel.
The original Jumanji, I was happy with the effects in there. I'm always scared to see new movies anymore when they overdo the CGI stuff. How were the effects in this movie? Were they overdone?
They were good.
They worked out appropriately. Good.
They didn't overwhelm the movie, so good.
Mm-hmm. Good.
It's good. Now, what I wanted to tell you about, you mentioned Movie Guy 24/7 earlier. Mm-hmm. I think the article is ready. I think it may be published tonight, but my top 10 best and my top bottom worst of the year list is coming out.
When can we look for that?
Well, Han, when will that list be published? Should be sometime tonight.
Good.
My wife does all that, so she thinks it's ready tonight. Nice. But just to give you a preview.
I believe it. Yeah, tell us.
Just to give you a little preview, my favorite movie this year, Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri. And the worst movie of the year, The Mummy.
some of that I thought was kind of cool, but I did find it to be a disappointment overall. The Mummy.
Did you see it?
I did see it. It was a little bit of an odd twist with the different characters. They brought in Jekyll and Hyde and the Tom Cruise character there. And I felt like they were kind of bringing back to life a little bit of Queen of the Damned, you know, with the mummy chick being chained up. But overall, at the end, I just felt like there was something missing. Like it lacked something, a soul. You know, something was missing out of it.
Well, you're being very generous. I thought that movie was a mess.
Are there any plans to do a second one, do you know? How did it do at the box office?
Well, it didn't do as well as they hoped, but I'm not even sure if it actually turned a profit.
Mm-hmm.
But it made a little money, so
sure.
They may be proceeding with the proposed Dark Universe movies.
Mm-hmm.
The Mummy was number one. They were going to redo all the old Universal monster movies with the eventual goal of bringing them all together in one movie.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know what they're doing next, but there were plans to do Dracula, Frankenstein, Wolfman, Creature from the Black Lagoon, but who knows?
Don't touch them.
But
don't touch them. Just re-release the originals. I'll go see it in the regular movie theater. Stop remaking stuff.
Well, I can make this prediction. Whatever they do next, it has to be better than The Mummy because it can't be any worse.
That's good advice. And tell me again about the movie of the year that you did love and why.
Well, my top pick of the year, Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri. That's the one with Frances McDormand as the grieving mother who puts up billboards as a means of making the police really find who killed her daughter.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny in a very dark, wicked sort of way. Sorry. It's just very good. It's not your usual movie. It's not really an all-out comedy. It's not an all-out drama. It's a very it's a very unique picture. Singular, that's the word I'm looking for. So, I thought it was great.
Good. What, can I pique your curiosity on the issue this week between Mark Wahlberg and Michelle Williams, the pay discrepancy? I was really shocked when I heard the difference between their pay. I know there's a lot of controversy about it, but he got like 1.5 and she got less than $1,000.
Well,
you think they paid him? Well, why do you think that happened? Is that because they needed him at the last minute, and he's the leading character? I don't know.
I couldn't say, but there's always a discrepancy in pay between men and women in the movies.
Mm-hmm.
So,
correct.
That being said, she should have gotten more than she did. She did the same thing he did.
Absolutely.
It should have been
I totally
more
agree.
Equal.
Mm-hmm. Just put that 1.5, and they can each take 750, and they can go home. I'd be happy with 7.5, 7.5. You know.
Well, in his defense, he is donating it to charity, so
yeah,
that's something in his favor.
To Mark Wahlberg, yeah, and that was a good act of what he did. He donated his whole pay on. Can't think of the name of the movement, but the movement is. To fight, you know, to make equality in pay equal for men and women, and I don't think it's just even in Hollywood. I think it's in everywhere. So, hats off.
I think
Mark
so.
Wahlberg. Yeah, good move.
Now,
break off,
something
what?
Else interesting happened this week.
Tell us.
Well, did anybody watch Saturday Night Live this past week?
I was going to bring that up to you. I watched the first half hour last night because I think it couldn't see a Saturday night. And I heard there was an F-bomb dropped, right? Can you give me some more details?
Yes. In the sketch where he was doing that science show with the kids.
What's the actor's name again?
Sam Rockwell from
Brock?
Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what happened was he was doing this sketch with these two kids who were really stupid. And he's like, now, when you pour oil into the water, it goes back, you know, and they're supposed to say to the top. The one kid says,
mm-hmm.
Back to the Future? No.
Mm-hmm.
The girl goes, Back to the Future too? No.
Mm-hmm.
And the kid says something else, and Sam Rockwell just blurts out, I can't believe you're this effing stupid. But he said the word. But that's not all that
These
happened.
Are my personal. Yeah, I mean, my personal thoughts are, I mean, everything on live television anymore has a delay built into it. I have to wonder, did they do that on purpose to try and get some ratings? You know,
maybe.
Noise.
Well, on Weekend Update, they used the, because of Trump's remark about S-hole countries, they used the actual term twice on Weekend Update. They said the whole thing. And I think that was just to make a point. If the president can say it, why can't we?
Right.
But it was just the show has definitely gone downhill since its beginnings, but it was interesting this week to see what they were doing.
Mm-hmm.
Even though you may be right, it was just a ploy for pay for our ratings, but still. I mean, whatever the reason, they're still going to have to pay a fine.
Right. Oh, I agree.
Yeah, it's going to cost some money, so.
Yeah, the fine's probably going to cost a fraction of what they pay some of the stars that they bring on, so.
Yeah.
Probably. Who knows, my friend? Before we go, what are you looking forward to in the next few weeks? Anything exciting that we should be looking for?
Well, next month, Black Panther opens. That's another Marvel superhero movie. It looks really cool. That's the big one that comes out within the next few weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Also, the latest 50 Shades movie, 50 Shades Freed.
My wife is excited about that.
Yeah.
Right, Colleen?
Yeah, me and Donald will probably go to see it, but I'm kind of hoping it's like the last one, that it's unintentionally funny. I laughed like hell at the last one, and I know it's not a comedy, but it was just so damn ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
I'm hoping for kind of the same thing this time.
Yeah. I'm excited. I want to hear about it. It's stay tuned. Check out George on his website, movieguy247.com. Check out George on Facebook. Follow George on Facebook. Movie Guy 24/7. Tell us, George. Tell us. Give us a message before you part ways today.
I'm coughing a lot, I'll make it short. Movie Guy 24/7. I'm online and I'm on Facebook. Please check me out. I like to say I run a fun page. Thank you.
Movie Guy 24/7. Don't you forget it. Go there now on Facebook and MovieGuy247.com. Save it as your favorite.
And be sure to like
available.
It.
Yes. If you don't like it, we don't like you. Check out Movie Guy 24/7 because you're going to love it. Thanks, George. Welcome back. Sorry I've been away for a little while. I'm actually working a second job as well, so this is like my third job now.
Well, but, thanks a lot for having me, Chris.
Continue to make improvements. No, I'm honored to have you on every week, so thank you so much for your time, and thank you for the great information.
You're very welcome. Have a good week.
And, talk to you next week, my friend. Take care.
Talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Okay, so we're going to go to break in another minute or two. I just wanted to note that if you want to call in tonight, the number again is 718-508-9883. If you could please, I don't have an engineer working for me this evening, if you could Facebook me a message. If you're listening to the show, you saw it on Facebook most likely. So if you could Facebook me a message and let me know who you are and what number you're calling from, I'll recognize the number. That way I'll add you to the call and we'll see what you have to share. In a minute, I just want to ask you to come back after this commercial break. Thank you.
I'm Black Man, saving man's eyes, one stereotype at a time.
To the Black Mobile. To the corner of Martin Luther King Street and Malcolm X Boulevard, pronto.
Will Black Man make it to the crime on time? Or will he be on CPT? Stay tuned at ChrisFraleyPresents.com.
Attention business owners, website owners, event promoters, or anyone looking to promote your product. The Totally Driven Entertainment Radio Network is the perfect way to spread the word of your business around the world. That's right, you can advertise at our network and be played on all of our shows at rates that are so cheap, it's a no-brainer. For more information, contact Bay Ragney at bayragney@gmail.com. To keep your business driven, stay driven with Totally Driven Entertainment.
Are you a fan of Sherlock Holmes? Letters from Holmes offers unique, one-of-a-kind letters from the world-famous detective himself. Handwritten on 8.5-inch by 11-inch aged parchment paper and using smudge-free ink to produce original, high-quality letters that fans will treasure for years to come. Each letter is handcrafted and written from the perspective of Sherlock Holmes, mimicking Holmes's native tongue and embracing many of the famous detective's quirks, quips, insults, and peculiarities. Order a love letter, birthday greeting, personal correspondence, or more only at www.etsy.com/shop/lettersfromholmes.
For $5 today, you can buy a wealth of things. Gas for your car, rent a movie for the family, a few slices of pizza. $5 still takes you a long ways. But did you know that $5 can buy your child a bag of heroin in the streets? That's right. For only $5, your son or daughter can buy some of the cheapest and purest dope in the country. Be aware of the lies. Be aware of the stealing. Be aware that's all it takes to kill your child. $5. This message was brought to you by Casey's Cause, a group of parents located in Southern Chester County out to save your child's life. Come join us today at www.caseyscause.com. And remember, $5 is all it takes. Casey's Cause, www.caseyscause.com.
Looking for that perfect gift for your girlfriend? Then look no further than Teddy Scares. Teddy Scares are available in a variety of styles, sizes, and prices for all your shopping needs. Teddy Scares are a mix of cute and creepy to make a great gift for almost any age. Board up your windows, lock your doors, and log on to TeddyScares.com. And be sure to become our friends at Facebook.com/TeddyScares.
Calling all comic book fans. Do you collect comics? Did you ever collect comics? Do you think your children might like reading comic books? Do you even know they still print real, paper, non-digital comic books? Well, then visit the Pirates of Ontario Street Comics in Philadelphia. We have a massive collection of comic books, action figures, trading cards, and much more. We have one of the largest stocks of back-issue comics in the area. We bag and board every new comic book at no extra charge. Our store is voted the best comic book shop in the 2013 PHL 17 Hot List Contest. Part of the movie Unbreakable is filmed in our store. We are open 7 days a week. Ontario Street Comics is located at 2235 East Ontario Street in the Port Richmond section of Philly. Our phone number is 215-288-7338. Type in the words Ontario Comics Philadelphia to check out our wacky stores page on Facebook.
Welcome back. I'm Chris Kelly from 80s TV. We're here to talk about everything 80s and everything else. Everything under the sun. Doesn't have to be about the 80s. That's just who I am. Today is January 15th, 2018, and I want to take a minute to acknowledge that today is Martin Luther King Day, 2018. And as you may not know, that there's only three people that have a U.S. national holiday observed in their honor: Christopher Columbus, George Washington, and the Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. Martin Luther King Jr. Day is celebrated on the third Monday in January each year, near his January 15th birthday, to honor his legacy in battling civil rights. The fight to create a national holiday was a massive struggle, one that required the same commitment as a movement to guarantee the rights of all Americans, community, organizing, long-term determination, and relentless persistence. Sadly, King was assassinated in 1968. The legislation designating the federal holiday in his honor wasn't passed for another 15 years. The day wasn't officially commemorated until 1986. And even as King's work continues to inspire generations of leaders, the fight for universal recognition of the holiday in the U.S. still isn't over. So let's get this fully on board. Martin Luther King was a hero. He was a role model, and he still is a hero and a role model. Doesn't matter about the color of our skin, we shall be created equal. We are equal because we were created equal, so we should be treated equal. I thank him, as well as many others, for the hard work that he did and the sacrifice of his life. Too many great folks leave this earth too soon. So I just want to take a minute again to thank you to the Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. And you will never be forgotten. Also, sadly, today there was another news. We had another singer, entertainer that passed away unexpectedly. And that's the Cranberries lead singer, Dolores O'Riordan. She's Irish. I'm Irish too, and I'm probably saying her last name incorrectly. It's O-R-I-O-R-D-A-N. I know there's a secret to that second R, the first R, but I'm not quite sure exactly how to say it. But the music world was rocked Monday, which is today, by the unexpected death of the Cranberries singer, Dolores O'Riordan, at the age of 46. Following news of the singer's death, famed producer Stephen Street, who worked with the Cranberries on their first two albums, which were 1993's Everybody Else Is Doing It, So Why Can't We, and 1994's No Need to Argue. He penned a tribute to the singer. He called My Irish Songbird for Rolling Stone. In the remembrance, Street notes how O'Riordan transitioned from nervous shrinking wallflower to rock stardom. The transformation was incredible, to say the least. Dolores gave so much of herself at the gigs and continued to do so over the next decade or so. Perhaps she could have tempered her behavior and been more measured, but that wasn't her way. It goes on a lot more. So you can check that out in Rolling Stone. But I hats off and rip to Dolores O'Riordan, another entertainer gone too soon. What else do we have today? And all of this sad conversation must return to a topic that I I mentioned at the beginning of the call at 9 o'clock that myself and a lot of my dear friends from my days on Dance Party USA in the 80s have lost a good friend this past week, and her name was Allie Marie Cleary. If anybody's listening and wants to call in, please send me a message and let me know what number you're calling in from, and I'll page you in to share some memories. I want to take a little bit of time to talk about Allie. Allie and I didn't speak much over the last year, and I looked on Facebook and my text messages to see what were our last conversations about. And the messages were Allie saying, "Chris, we need to get together. When can we talk?" And in the hustle bustle of life and things to come and go, we just didn't get a chance to catch up. But in this life, words, actions, days, they go by fast. But what keeps in the heart is the imprints that people leave. The kind gestures, the inception of the friendship, how it began. Those are the things that last forever. And Allie is one of those people that can make those things happen, and she has. I met Allie in the late 1980s. She was from Massachusetts. Allie would come to our TV show. She used to watch it at home, and I remember producer Michael Nice saying, "We have a guest here, a special guest," and he'd embarrass her, make her raise her hand, and we'd all get to know Allie and say welcome, and we founded good friendships with her. And then in the late 90s, she came around again, and towards the beginning of the internet boom, right, for us, the dot-com generation. So I remember her reaching out to me by telephone, late 90s, about creating a Yahoo group to the TV shows that we were on, Dancing on Air and Dance Party USA. And through her persistence and friendship, she connected a lot of old friends from those days and reconnected a lot of us. She made us feel important. She made the friendships feel important. Hers, as well as the ones we had with our other friends, she reminded us how important it is to keep friendships. A lot of riffraff happens in life, as I mentioned earlier. But all said and done, when somebody's gone and you can no longer talk to them anymore, it's a very sad day if you didn't spend any energy trying to reach out to that person. So that's a message from me to you, anybody listening, what I'll teach my kids. I always reach out and try to make any rough situation or any kind of patch. If you haven't spoken to a friend in a long time, pick up the phone and just say hello. You don't have to text. You can stop by the house. People do that these days, you know. And let her know that you're there. Let him know that you're there. Because it's important. Make somebody smile. Make their day. With Allie Cleary, because of the friendship she made and the things she did for all of us, we'll never forget her. She introduced me to some really cool people who are going to be friends of mine for life. They know who they are. Thank you. Thank you, Allie. One quick memory I wanted to share was Allie, again, was from Massachusetts, but she relocated here to the Philadelphia area several years ago to Manayunk. And I remember telling her, "Hey, if you need help moving, just let me know, because I don't live too far from where you're going to be living." And sure enough, it was a Saturday morning at 6 a.m. My phone was ringing, and she called in that favor. She said, "Chris, I'm moving, and I need help." I said, "No problem." I rolled out of bed and drove over, and it was myself, Allie, her dear father, Joe. I can't imagine what he's going through right now. And her dog, Mr. Wiggs. I think it was Mr. Wiggles, but we called him Mr. Wiggs. Sadly, Mr. Wiggs is no longer with us, but I can tell you, He's with Allie right now, and I'm glad for that reunion. But Joe and I and Allie and Mr. Wiggs moved couch and chair and table and bed and chair and couch and box after box. And it was may have been a little bit of grueling action going on, moving all that stuff in, but it was well worth it. It's the things we do for our friends. And I'm glad that she asked me to do that. And for now, for the rest of my days, I'll always remember that day. Mr. Cleary, if you ever hear this message, I cannot tell you how sorry I am. I can't think of the thought of losing a child, especially so young. I think she was 45 or 46. So much life left. She just bought a new home in Connecticut and had a lot of things going for her. She had a blog. It was called Cooking in Stilettos. And Allie loved food and to tell you how to make great food. And you can still find those blogs online, Cooking in Stilettos, blah, blah, blah. Let me split that out. It's Cooking in Stilettos. And check it out. Get to know Allie. I have no doubt she's writing those blogs from heaven now. And they'll be eating good up above. And Allie, I'm looking forward to the day that I get to see you again. I'm so sorry I couldn't come up to Connecticut to say my goodbyes in person. My hat's off to my friends who were able to do that today. It was a moving experience for them to see you one last time and say goodbye. You were a good friend, and I will never forget all the good memories we share. Thank you. So it's 9:42. What else is going on in the world? Let's take a peek. Let me check the news. Apparently, this is big news. Parents arrested after children found shackled and malnourished in the Paris home. I guess that's Paris, California. This is just horrible. 13 siblings. Some shackled to beds were held captive by parents, the police say. Let me read the news here from the New York Times. A 17-year-old girl who was said she was being held captive by her parents in her home about 2 hours southeast of Los Angeles escaped Sunday and alerted the authorities, who then rescued her 12 siblings, several of whom were found shackled to their beds and malnourished. The 17-year-old who escaped from the house in Paris, California early Sunday used a cell phone she found in the home to call police with her startling claim about her siblings being held against their will. The Riverside County Sheriff's Department said officers found the girl's 12 siblings, who range from ages 2 to 29, in the foul-smelling house, living in the dark without access to adequate food or water, the department said. Come on, people. What's going on in this world? Some of the children were restrained with chains and padlocks. The parents were unable to immediately provide a logical reason, why their children were restrained in that manner. The officers did not immediately recognize that 7 of the 13 siblings were adults because they were so emaciated. The sheriff's office said that the 17-year-old girl called 911 looked to be 10 years old. Their parents, David Allen Turpin, 57, and Louise Anna Turpin, 49, were both arrested on 9 counts, each of torture and child endangerment. They were being held in jail with bail set at $9 million each. The sheriff's office did not say how long the siblings may have been held captive, but the sheriff's deputies provided food and water to the siblings, who claimed that they were starving. They were later transported to hospitals for treatment. Their conditions were not released. Let me remind you again, the ages went to 29, shackled to their beds for years. This is horrible. To go into the story a little bit further, California records show that Dr. that Mr. Turpin had received state approval to run a private school. Oh, Lord. The school enrolled 6 students this year in grades 6 to 12, and Mr. Turpin was listed as the principal. Paris, about 70 miles southeast of Los Angeles, is one of the largest cities in Riverside County, which became an emblem of bankruptcy and foreclosure during the depths of the recent recession. Known as the Inland Empire, the region has rebounded in recent years. The couple filed for bankruptcy in California in 2011, stating in court the documents that they owe between $100,000 and $500,000 in debt. At that time, Mr. Turpin worked as an engineer at Northrop Grumman, the defense contractor, and earned $140,000 annually, record show. Ms. Turpin's occupation was listed as a homemaker. The bankruptcy lawyer, Ivan Trahan, said in a phone interview on Monday night that the parents spoke often about their children. They had 12 at the time of their bankruptcy, adding that the children never visited his law office. They spoke about them highly, Mr. Trahan said. He said Ms. Turpin told him that the family loved Disneyland in Southern California and visited often. We remember them as a very nice couple, Mr. Trahan said. This is shocking. The Turpins moved to California from Texas around 2010. The parents wrote on Facebook after Mr. Turpin returned to work for Northrop Grumman on a family photo of the parents and the 12 children, the youngest had not yet been born, posted on their Facebook page in 2011. A friend asked if all the children pictured were theirs. And the answer said, yes, all 12 are children, and we are very proud of them. They're our children, the Turpins replied. My Lord, people. That story is in the New York Times, but pretty much anywhere breaking news right now. 13 siblings, some shackled to beds, were held captive by parents, police say. Listen, people, that's abuse. It's child abuse. What were you thinking? You're an engineer. It's not logical. Do you know the damage that you're going to do to these children? I mean, I can only pray to God how happy I am that they've been saved. I hope there's none that we don't know about that were lost. Either to some unfortunate end. I'm not a proponent of child abuse in any form or adult abuse. No abuse. These people need help, but they can't have those kids back, ever. There comes a time when you need to break the cycle. Whatever's happened to you, you don't do to your children. I made that promise a long time ago. Whatever happened to me, whatever happened to the person or persons who may have done something to me, I have to forgive them and let it go and never do the same to another child. Don't make them feel the fear that you felt. Don't make them suffer the way that you did. If there's any abuse hotline out there for kids, I'd give it out right now. But this is just a horrible, horrible story. So stay tuned for breaking news. I hope they're able to help these kids and get them back on their feet. But I'm telling these parents if they can hear this message. You've done something that will never be undone. They may be free from the beds, but in their minds, you just did something terrible. 2-year-old girl shackled to a bed. And a 29-year-old shackled to a bed. What's wrong with you people? All right, it's very upsetting. We're going to get a break and we'll come back and say goodbye. But again, if anybody wants to call in before I hang up this evening, the number again is 718-508-9883. If you want to talk about our friend Allie, if you knew Allie, I'd be more than happy to hear what you have to say and appreciate the call. Friendships are important. All right. See you in 3 minutes.
I'm Black Man, saving man's eyes, one stereotype at a time.
To the Black Mother. To the corner of Martin Luther King Street and Malcolm X Boulevard. Pronto.
Will Black Man make it to the crime on time? Or will he be on CPT? Stay tuned at ChrisFraleyPresents.com.
Attention business owners, website owners, event promoters, or anyone looking to promote your product. The Totally Driven Entertainment Radio Network is the perfect way to spread the word of your business around the world. That's right, you can advertise at our network and be played on all of our shows at rates that are so cheap, it's a no-brainer. For more information, contact Bay Ragney at bayragney@gmail.com. To keep your business driven, stay driven with Totally Driven Entertainment.
Are you a fan of Sherlock Holmes? Letters from Holmes offers unique, one-of-a-kind letters from the world-famous detective himself. Handwritten on 8.5-inch by 11-inch aged parchment paper and using smudge-free ink to produce original, high-quality letters that fans will treasure for years to come. Each letter is handcrafted and written from the perspective of Sherlock Holmes, mimicking Holmes's native tongue and embracing many of the famous detective's quirks, quips, insults, and peculiarities. Order a love letter, birthday greeting, personal correspondence, or more only at www.etsy.com/shop/lettersfromholmes.
For $5 today, you can buy a wealth of things. Gas for your car, rent a movie for the family, a few slices of pizza. $5 still takes you a long ways. But did you know that $5 can buy your child a bag of heroin in the streets? That's right. For only $5, your son or daughter can buy some of the cheapest and purest dope in the country. Be aware of the lies. Be aware of the stealing. Be aware that's all it takes to kill your child. $5. This message was brought to you by Casey's Cause, a group of parents located in southern Chester County out to save your child's life. Come join us today at www.caseyscause.com. And remember, $5 is all it takes. Casey's Cause, www.caseyscause.com.
Looking for that perfect gift for your girlfriend? Then look no further than Teddy Scares. Teddy Scares are available in a variety of styles, sizes, and prices for all your shopping needs. Teddy Scares are a mix of cute and creepy to make a great gift for almost any age. Board up your windows, lock your doors, and log on to TeddyScares.com. And be sure to become our friends at Facebook.com/TeddyScares.
Calling all comic book fans. Do you collect comics? Did you ever collect comics? Do you think your children might like reading comic books? Do you even know they still print real, paper, non-digital comic books? Well then visit the Pirates of Ontario Street Comics in Philadelphia. We have a massive collection of comic books, action figures, trading cards, and much more. We have one of the largest stocks of back-issue comics in the area. We bag and board every new comic book at no extra charge. Our store is voted the best comic book shop in the 2013 PHL 17 Hot List Contest. Part of the movie Unbreakable is filmed in our store. We are open 7 days a week. Ontario Street Comics is located at 2235 East Ontario Street in the Port Richmond section of Philly. Our phone number is 215-288-7338. Type in the words Ontario Comics Philadelphia to check out our wacky stores page on Facebook.
Hello and welcome back. This is Chris Kelly from 80s TV, episode 40, Martin Luther King Day, January 15th, 2018. To recap today's show, we started with George Rother, movie guy 24/7. You can catch him pretty much on every show, hearing what's great and new in the movie theaters and there's entertainers and whatnot, and all related. You can go through trivia, if you go to his page at Chris Kelly, that's me. But if you go to Movie Guy 24/7 on Facebook, like his page, he has some great trivia if you like movie questions and such. You can also go to his website, movieguy247.com, and save it as a favorite. If you have any questions about a movie, he's always helpful to answer. We talked about the Martin Luther King, civil rights leader, hero, and role model, and it seems like even with all the hard work he did, we're still trying to get to that place in human history where everybody's treated equally. We're created equal. Let's treat each other equal. But thank you, Dr. Martin Luther King. Today we recognize you and all the good things that you did and how hard they were to do them. The singer from the Cranberries passed away today, Dolores. I keep stumbling on the name. Riordan passed away at the age of 46, sadly. We don't know how. I'm sure more details to come. And we talked about a good friend of mine, Allie Cleary. May she rest in peace, also around the age of 45, 46, passed away suddenly last week. Many friends of mine are heartbroken about that. I guess in brief, you know, don't let things go by for too long. If you have an issue with a friend, don't let time go by too long where you just don't talk. Reach out and say, hey, let's talk about this. If you have a friend and you haven't talked to them and there is no issue, still reach out when the blue moon and say, hey, I'm just thinking of you. My good friend Scott Pester called me this week and talked to him several months. I said, hey, man, what's going on? He goes, oh, I'm just driving, want to say hi. It meant the whole world just to have somebody say that. You know, we have our families, you know, we have our friends, but sometimes we may not talk to one of those people in a while. So reach out. Life can be too short. Pay it forward in life. It's one thing I'm big on. Give back. But do a kind thing for someone tomorrow if you can. Do something they'll remember. Something small. Tell them they look nice. Give them a dollar if they're short. Hell, just give them a dollar. Make a difference in this world. I know in the hustle bustle we're always working, and but we don't have those opportunities, but you do. Just a smile and a hello can make somebody's day. And it's those imprints that folks don't forget. So we'll leave it at that tonight. We don't have any callers. It's a quick return. I plan on getting back in the airways more often in a regular routine like we used to. I may change the format of the show a little bit to cover more things than the 80s. I have a good concept in mind, and I just haven't had time to put the video part of it together. And it's one thing, the older we get, I think that there's not enough seconds in a minute. There's not enough minutes in an hour, not enough hours in a day. There just isn't enough time to do all the things we need to do. So it doesn't mean give up, and it just means keep chipping away at it. So stay tuned, and I'll have some updates soon. And the sign-off message on this call is always, you can take someone out of the 80s, but you can't take the 80s out of anyone. You can't take the 80s out of no one. I'm Chris Kelly from 80s TV. Follow me at Chris Kelly from 80sTV.com, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. Tell me the things you want to hear me talk about. Tell me what you like, what you don't like. And I'll work with you. Thanks for listening. Have a great week. Take care, guys. Bye.